Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shealy tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Bischoff and he is out, Ezell applying the tag. Calm moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff strikes out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ezell takes first base on ball 4. Flagstad moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Mostill scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shealy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a fly ball into right field. Boone catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Boone. Falk tags and scores. Hooper tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bischoff. Hooper scores. Schalk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive towards short. Lee catches it and throws to third to double up Schalk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ma still scores. Collins scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Bischoff hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins scores. Sheely moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Neubauer now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Bischoff and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Bischoff and he is safe. Ma still steals third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Ma still scores. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone moves to second. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlisle tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, White Sox. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.